right?
Just to put it as a side note, I went to the Palestinian March.
Yeah, I know.
Yesterday.
Yes, it was yesterday.
My daughter wanted to go. So it was her first.
I saw your post.
Yeah.
Yeah, she enjoyed it. It was okay. But like the march of the truckers, I found it a little bit.
All over the place?
Was it as all over the place?
But aren't they always like that?
Asians coming through comparing what's going on in Palestine to what's going on in Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
With the government in the United States actually mingling in those. Then there was the indigenous people. That made more sense to me.
Okay.
The relation
to the land and everything like that. Okay, yeah.
But it's just crazy. And then all of a sudden became a Muslim thing too at one point. And I was like, this has to do with Palestine. It's not a Muslim thing. It's not an Arabic thing.
Yeah, no, it's not.
But then, you know, but it was very, there was, again.
There were no issues.
No issues whatsoever. It's fascinating, the number game again. Remember the truckers, they were saying there was 1 million and then some people were saying 200,000.
No, this one they said 50,000.
Yeah, there was about, the way I counted quick, around 15, 20.
This guy and his math.
No, but we
How
were
did you see him?
I asked a couple
Maybe
of people.
Maybe they mean 50,000 throughout the day.
While they were talking in the square at the beginning.
Okay.
The first lady that takes the mic, we're 15,000. That's what she said.
15.
10 minutes later, another guy takes the mic and he's like, we're 20,000. I'm like,
it went up.
Oh, wow.
5,000.
But who's counting? I want to know.
There's no bouncer with a
clicker.
They must have somebody, like a little counter over there. Ding, ding, ding.
No,
ding.
Especially where it was. People were coming from the metro, Desjardins Complex, Place des Arts.
Yeah. It's hard to keep to
and
gauge.
You couldn't tell who was there for the march and who was just stuck in traffic.
Because I definitely saw people trying to weave through, like,
exactly.
You know, like, excuse me, I'm just trying to get my ice cream.
I don't want any part of this. I just want to go home.
But it's crazy. In the video you sent me today,
yes,
about the kid talking about.
Yeah, well, basically, it's everything you say in a sense.
But he said it better.
Yeah, he did say it well.
Wow.
For a kid, he said it very well.
He said it a lot better.
The kid said it better than you?
No, than Sid.
Than you?
Yeah.
Well, technically better than me because I don't know as much as this kid at this point. So.
No, but it was super well said.
It was eloquent.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Basically, along the gist of, you know, what Sid talks about in terms of, like, you know, marches, they put protests and stuff like that. You
right.
Know,
do you think that has any pull at all?
And that's the point, right? That's the whole point.
As long as their pockets are not affected, I don't think these things matter. And imagine, especially these marches that are not even in the country in
right.
play or close. I never think or imagine it's possible that all of a sudden Legault sees that and he's like, listen, I have to talk to Trudeau.
Because sometimes I wonder, are we doing this? I don't know. I think I'm going to be hated. I'm going to be hated for this. But it's like, yes, is it a self-indulgent
yes.
thing that we need to validate Oof. Ourselves to
yes.
take off some guilt?
I'll play some. I think one of us has to be devil's advocate on this pod today. So I think I'll have to play that role. So I want you to get, yeah, continue.
I just feel sometimes like, because I feel I've had conversations with various people with different backgrounds, mm-hmm. unrelated to the situation, right?
Right.
And sometimes it's like, why are we almost being, I don't want to use the term brainwashed or maybe even bullied to
There's
be guilty.
There's some gaslighting.
There's people
There's
that are
things.
Out there guilting you. And it's like, I understand there's horrible atrocities happening. Like this is
yeah.
horrible.
No,
and there are many atrocities
across the world
happening right now.
Like we
right?
talk about Congo alone. Like
right.
Yemen, Congo.
Yemen, you know.
And
like,
and this is, they're experiencing this Sudan. Live.
Yeah.
You know, they're experiencing this live. They're experiencing the deaths, the yeah. murders of their children, of their families.
But it's
their
hot takes. And again, I don't want to degrade the importance
no,
and the
it
value
is.
Of these lives.
Yes.
But we are victims of clickbait.
Yes. Oh, yeah, for sure. 100%.
Exactly what I was going to say. And I'm like, you know, they're experiencing this. This mm-hmm. is their tragedy. This is very,
yeah.
you know, in a way, I know it's on a big scale, but it's still personal to them. You know, they're experiencing this live.
But this is where I'm going to play devil's advocate is more from understanding. Yes, it comes from a selfish place, like, or could be perceived as coming from a selfish place when we do like marches. It's kind of like when you're giving money. You know, to and you're filming yourself. You know what I mean?
To the point,
something akin to that.
It feels disingenuous,
but there's still a positive outcome.
Yes, that
comes
agree.
From it.
Yeah, better that.
So that's
than
where
not.
I would be like a little bit of I think more in the sense of like marches, and not even talking about this, like any type of march, any type of protest. Mm-hmm. It's about the awareness. Now, what comes next is supposed to be just as important, But the problem is, there's nothing that really comes next.
There is no next.
You know, after the march and the protest.
It's anticlimactic.
It really is anticlimactic because things just kind of dissipate and go away. But for me, I think it's just the concept of bringing the awareness and, you know, talking about it, keeping it in the news cycle. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but the news cycle is not affected by these marches, sadly, because they're using it.
Yeah, they're not telling anything.
They're using it actually as propaganda on the other side.
Which
is horrible.
Yeah. But that's what I mean. It's actually these marches, if you think about it deep down, there's negative repercussions because the media is using that now.
Yeah, but...
And they're calling those marches that happen in UK terrorist marches now.
Yeah. Oh. Well, here's the thing.
Bill Maher, I don't know if you saw the video
I sent you.
Yeah,
I saw the video.
He literally said... The was Yale or Harvard. I'm not too sure which university. They did a dead walkout where they went outside and laid dead on the floor for protest for a ceasefire in Palestine.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I realized one thing this weekend specifically. I can agree with people on certain subjects and disagree completely on other things. And it makes me feel a certain type of way.
What do you mean?
Because I feel like if I agree, like if I'm in your team, we should have more in common than not in common. But the way Bill Maher, usually I agree with him when he was talking about the vaccines and the Democrats and the Republicans.
I'm very 50-50 with him at times.
Right now.
Because I don't like his 40, delivery 60. At times.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And yesterday he literally said, these are ignorant students. And this is the problem with the woke generation. So he mixed everything in one thing.
And that's what usually why I get a bit annoyed with it. Because I'm like, Bill Maher, you're too smart for that. You know what I mean? But you're catering to a specific audience now. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not even like before I would feel like he's kind of a good balance between, you know, logical, rational thinking.
Yeah.
And at the same time, being able to apply the human element to things. Like, I find he always had a good job. He always did a good job of blending both. But, like,
it's like John Oliver. But you know what?
Sometimes.
John Oliver is great with that.
Now
actually.
He's actually pretty bad.
Because sometimes it can be balanced.
I haven't seen him in a long time.
Sorry?
No, you were saying what could be balanced?
No, I'm like, the thing about being balanced, like, from this guy, I'm not sure. See him.
You know his face. Yeah.
Not by name, because I'm so. Ignorant to these things. That's but okay, I think sometimes you can be a very balanced person. Like I consider myself a very balanced person. But sometimes when that balance tips and you kind of, it's just at one point it just spews like frustration, your anger. You're just like, yo, I don't care. Like this is pissing me off.
And it's not even to insult you, but you're a normal human being.
No,
right?
I know. I am?
But
that's the nicest thing you've ever said.
When you're a media figure, right, this is where your voice reaches and impacts many millions and millions of influences.
Yes. For that, he does carry that on his shoulders. But I'm just saying, as a human person, like sometimes the balance just shifts and you're just like, you know, fuck it. Unfortunately, he has this huge pull. So, of course, there's going to have these ramifications.
But the issue right now with the media, I realized, is even on the TV show, The View.
Okay.
Right?
Problem, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, me neither.
They're bad right now.
And
the thing is, my issue is it's all people literally with the same opinion.
Okay.
I think they tried to do differently for once. Bad. I remember they used to have like a Republican, they had like Democrats.
Yeah, but that's
whatever.
On politics. Now because it was, again, this is what I mean.
I used to watch that shit like.
I was just seeing reviews, actually. It's people reviewing the videos of these hot takes.
Yeah.
And how they're very biased. Even Joe Rogan went through it because he had a guest that was very pro-Israeli.
Yes.
And he was saying that all this is all propaganda. Israel are doing great and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. And recently?
Okay. Last week. And a lot of people criticized Joe Rogan that he didn't give him any pushback. Because if you're going to interview somebody, you have to ask the hard questions.
But the thing is, what people don't like you, but that's people that don't really listen to Rogan. Because to be fair, when Rogan usually lets his guests, all of them speak, you know, he doesn't he'll come in with some informed questions and some informed comments, but for the most part, unless sometimes you see when he has a little bit of a beef with someone, he doesn't usually push back in terms of
No, but the things he really knows, he does. When it talks about
when
boxing,
informed.
UFC, when he's a... But that's
informed.
What I'm saying. If you know you're going to get an ex-Israeli militant, you should do your research.
I know, but 100. Any amount of research that you do, will you be ever be able to be up to speed?
But if you look at the interview,
yeah,
he was just a fan listening. You know what I mean? There was
What I'm saying. A lot of times he has, I see so many interviews where he's a fan. That's the thing with Joe Rogan. I think that's what made him a little bit different is because he's a fan of knowledge, right? So a lot of times he sits and he'll absorb and, you know, he's always fascinated.
But not all knowledge is true.
100%. And he's one person that I would expect to know that because he
said
that.
And that's the thing.
Shit.
He was very soft. There was, what's his name? Morgan Pierce?
Yeah. Oh yeah,
you see him. Yeah. I'll give him credit for one thing though. Out of all the outlets, he's the one who had the most diverse.
Honestly, I give him props because he will definitely have people that'll come on and call him an idiot.
Oh
live.
Yeah,
he knows it, and he'll invite them back.
Yeah, but he had Bassem at part two.
Yes, he did.
Oh, he had the part two.
And the last hour of the interview is gold.
Okay,
Bassem hit him with so many facts. He was like, "I'm not even gonna go." With the humane side, these are facts of history.
Yeah.
Now you tell, because his purpose was saying, I condemn whatever happened in Hamas, because that was the reoccurring question. Do you condemn 7th of October?
100%.
And do you consider Hamas as a terrorist group? Right. And he was like, I agree. Now, with those same standards, could we say Israel is a terrorist group?
Oh.
And he was like, no, but they have the right to defend themselves. Right. He's like, yeah, but when do you start the defending?
Okay.
Can we actually say that maybe Hamas was defending from something prior and vice versa? And then you can throw that rock so far down the rabbit hole, pick and choose where you want to stop in history. And that's what Bassem came through. He's like, but at the end of the day, we're talking about innocent people. Yeah. And the example that he gave so well, he's like this thing about saying that Hamas is using people as human shields.
Yes.
He's like, imagine one thing, if your wife was kidnapped by a guy with a gun on her head.
Mm-hmm.
Would you expect the cops to say, oh, I'm going to shoot everybody, you know? They're using you as a human shield.
Yeah.
And he's like, no.
Bassem said that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's like, that's not the same thing. He's like, it's exactly the same thing. He's like, you're saying that they're killing that many casualties because Hamas is using Palestinians as human shields. You have the third greatest army in the world.
I mean, from what I understood, 91% of the deaths are civilians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the argument is, oh, they use them as human shields or hiding in hospital. They're hiding in this and this and that.
Yeah.
They're like, but imagine they would take somebody that you love and use them as a human shield. Yeah. Would you be okay with the authorities saying,
no,
I had to shoot them both?
No.
Because he was using her as a human shield.
No.
And he's like, no.
No, so because you'd see there would be investigations done.
Mm-hmm. Human rights. And
human
the whole
rights. There'd be a whole lot of stuff that are happening.
So they're like, why is there this bias or this double standard going on?
Got you.
But who is creating this double standard and bias?
So that's good pretty question. Easy to answer.
No, but it's still a good question.
Yeah, it's a very good question. People, but it's very easy. So regardless of who we're talking about here.
Because that's what I said. You say it's easy, but it's so crazy because you see so many different perspectives.
Right.
Not perspective, but
information for the same
scenario given from a different vantage point and provided differently.
So to get back to the march
that
happened yesterday.
Yeah.
Or the truckers. Remember I made the reference. I was like, when you listen to the news, they downplayed it.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like
people at the march overplayed
Social media overplayed it. The media outlets.
And but the truth was about in the middle.
And it's about the same thing today now with everything that's happening.
So if you're listening to a pro-US, pro-Israeli outlet, pro-Israel, they have the right to defend themselves, blah, blah, blah. We know the pointers. When you're pro-Palestine or pro-life in a way, they're going to push the narrative a little bit higher because a lot of people were talking about the famous hospital. And they were saying it was a missile.
Oh, the missile,
Muslim or whatever. Yeah. And then they're like, but that's, regardless if that would be the case.
Yeah, irregardless, yeah.
They hit 62 other hospitals, Israel.
Yeah.
They warned hospitals. There's tweets of them warning them to leave.
To evacuate, right, yeah.
So at the end of the day, let's just say one out of the 64 was
from a defective rocket from
But the rest, because they're like just focusing on that one that was Hamas. So that means that everybody else... It doesn't count anymore. So it depends on how you take your focus.
How it's framed. Yeah.
Exactly. The framing is crazy though. There is this journalist on YouTube where he took all the articles and how they frame certain words.
Mm-hmm.
Killed, died, murdered. Right? They won't say Israel murdered 10,000 innocent people. They say 10,000 people died. They're giving them a humane, beautiful death in a way.
Well, look, it's like the age old thing that when we talk about like when you're an immigrant when you're doing good versus you're an immigrant when you're doing bad. We always talk about that, right?
You're not an immigrant when you do good.
You're a nationalist. No, when you do good, hey, le Québécois. When you do bad, hey, le Québécois d'origine haïtien, le Québécois d'origine algérien, or like,
and
or
I realized it's whatever. True. The double standard that I saw yesterday that shocked me was we're in Canada, right? So the march was in Montreal.
Yeah.
And they were blaming the United States.
Canada was blaming the United States.
Wait. Check where
the blame
I'm going
with game.
This. No. It's not even that. It goes further than that. It's actually deeper.
Trudeau.
Wait. Before you jump ship,
all right.
Let me just finish. You'll understand where I'm going with this. So the narrative yesterday, because we are in Montreal, they spoke about Trudeau as the bad person, and as the Americans the bad person. But I was like, why is in Canada Trudeau not the Canadians, and the United States it's the Americans, not Biden,
not
or the
Biden.
Government.
But like in social media, it's Biden though.
But I think it's like a selfish
American social media because they're in America.
Yeah, it's true.
And then they're going to say Canada
is
part of the thing. So the narrative comes to play.
Yeah.
I was like, so you're trying to remove, because they're saying
the accountability from the head of
exactly.
the
state. Exactly. Yeah. There you
but
go.
But we're all part of the problem because our taxes are funding that war.
I know, but what are we going to do? Not pay taxes?
But that's my point here. So if you really
the way
wanted...
The system's set up, there's not really, you know...
No. You remember when you said these marches won't work? I told you it can only work if it hurts their pockets?
Yeah.
Imagine if these big numbers are actually true. 50,000 people.
Yeah.
Right?
If 50,000 people decide to...
Not
basically...
to pay taxes until there's a ceasefire.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is, the way things are built in right now, right? It's hard, like, how do we not pay taxes, right? For the goods and everything like that.
Because we're all
the way
in the jail. We're all in chained.
Yeah.
Virtual
chains. It feels that way, right? Yeah. I always get that feeling that we're being muzzled, chained in so many different kinds of ways.
For sure.
Well, that goes back to what I was saying. Like, you know, whatever, like what's going on and stuff like that. There's moments where I feel like certain people take their social media platforms and they use it, yes, to bring awareness to the situation, a very sad situation, but at the same time, I also sense some people, there's an underlining bullying of some form that they're trying to guilt people to kind of see their way.
Yes.
I get it.
Oh, man. I get it.
But do you really want people to do it because you force them into it? Because you guilt?
They yeah, they don't.
I'm
don't
like,
care.
You're not much different than the majority of the problem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But it's the hypocrisy. Right. Apple would come and, you know, be against whatever, for Israel or against Israel, whatever it is. Yet they're doing crimes against humanity when it comes
with the lithium batteries and like essentially
there's so much of it.
You know how much, like,
if I point the finger at somebody else, I hope they're not going to look at me. They're not going to see the blood in my hands.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we all do that, right?
But exactly,
we're all part of the process.
Like, exactly, nobody can come out of this like
unscathed. No one's coming out with your hands clean.
Everybody's going to find out your skeletons.
But people want to think that their hands are clean, but no, it's not. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, like
some people,
you know, your actions contributed to,
I think, you know what it is too,
the suffering of someone else.
It's like you know, like some people, they don't want to voice anything or take sides or whatever because they're terrified. Especially I'm talking about people that have, like, you know, a good pull, because they know that these people will do and stop
regardless
at nothing to find something in your closet to bring forward and then condemn you and then cancel you. And I'm like, we are being bullied all the time.
Now, even if you don't say anything, you're part of the problem.
Exactly.
They're going to point it out.
That's basically what you're saying. Yeah,
I found it really ironic that they were bitching at, I think it was Selena Gomez. They're saying she's the second female with the most followers on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And she didn't want to give an opinion. But I was like, this girl is a young singer actress. What does she know about social politics?
I mean, if she has an interest in it and she wants to say something, fine.
No, but
if she doesn't, then... That's
fine.
Okay too.
Exactly.
But you're condemned either or.
Remember they had said that about, they pulled the same thing for Drake and DJ Khaled, right? The two most famous, like.
No, Khaled's Palestinian. That's worse.
But that's what I was trying to tell you. Yeah. Like, Drake is Jewish, right? And they say, how come Drake hasn't said anything? And then, you know, Khaled is Palestinian. And then they're like, yo, how come he hasn't said anything? But I get to your point, Khaled is worse in a sense. But when you see him, you know he's not that type of person.
No, but
he doesn't care.
Because we're forced into our titles. That's what it is.
He doesn't care, but yet his persona is, I make my own. Like, you see, French Montana spoke about it.
Yes, of course.
No problem with
that. About it. But French is, you know, despite everything, and people look at him as just a rapper, the man's done a lot to help so many communities. Not just like, not just his own community.
Especially
not just
in Africa. Yeah.
Exactly. Like in Africa and as a whole.
But that does not affect the people that are actually signing him. That's the difference. Yet he still did it. Kanye West is particular Kanye's in so many Kanye. Ways. Exactly.
Him yet, again.
Kanye removed the shackles, basically.
Exactly.
So like he can say whatever the fuck he wants at this point. With
but
no
he wasn't too far away when he was talking about the influence
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Behind.
He removed the shackles, is yeah. what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah.
You know, even a broken clock is right twice a day.
I know, and I hate it because Kanye, I can't stand him.
But you know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying I'm agreeing with what he's saying
no,
or whatever.
No,
but
no, it's not about that.
He doesn't look that crazy anymore.
He still look crazy to me,
that's a
bro.
Little scary.
See,
he still look crazy to me, man. A man walk around Italy with no shoes and shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
like,
he's a bit cray cray.
He's still on.
You
something.
Didn't see. You didn't see him when he went to the fight, Fury and.
No, I didn't. I didn't see what he looked. I just heard he was there. What did he do? He looked like a bum, huh?
Yeah, and he had like a jersey of England. I was like, what the hell is this guy doing?
I can't stand.
But
him.
Again, it is.
He's such a shock. Like he's such a shock jock. You know, that's why I can't stand
it. He
him.
Likes it.
Do you, boo-boo?
like, some people like that. Some people like that.
Yeah, no, I guess. Anyways,
but,
back to the
No, but that's the thing. Even like Kanye or whatever, once you go against the popular narrative,
yep.
they will be
but
crucified.
But what is the popular narrative right
depends
now?
Depends on who's paying.
Yep.
See what I'm saying? It's depending on who's actually making the show.
But that's the crazy... But hold on, because I feel like it doesn't depend... on who's making the show, it depends on who's watching. Because the problem, the fact of the matter is, yes, the reason why I'm saying it, mm-hmm. one's probably going to have a bit more of an impact than the other. But what I'm saying, you look at social media, mm-hmm. you follow social media, and for the most part, the narrative of social media is completely different from the narrative that you see in actual media.
And it's shadow banned.
And it's shadow banned.
Yeah.
But it's not even that shadow banned because it's everywhere.
Imagine.
Oh, I know. Imagine. It's true because there's certain keywords that you can't say.
You can't use.
Exactly.
To the point, Palestine sells a melon. And there's a whole history behind the melon thing, by the way.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I don't know
yeah,
the melon
in,
thing.
19...
But did you know that their flag is banned in Germany?
Yeah. It's banned in Israel. It's banned in Germany.
Well,
it's
Israel,
banned in France,
let's face it. Okay. You know,
France
I get
now.
It. But in France, you're not allowed to protest in any way because then you'll get arrested or you can face up to 2 to 5 years in prison.
Wow.
And they talk
for protesting,
and they talk very highly of freedom of speech. But anyway,
yeah, but people are still doing it, by the way.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
people are still doing
but
it.
But the whole melon thing, what happened was I think it was in 1968.
Okay,
it became illegal because of Israel to march with a Palestinian flag.
Right.
So because of that, they used to. March with melons because it had
the three
colors of the flag.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay.
So
I see.
It was a whole censorship back when, and then it became illegal, and then it came back a couple of years back, 2002, 2005. An artist made a painting of melons to represent Palestine's struggle.
Interesting.
And since then, it came back today because now even keywords on social media, they won't use. It's like when YouTube, you can't use certain words like
the
gape or whatever.
They use grape.
Grape.
Yeah.
For
stuff
like that.
Yes.
So it won't be censored.
I learned that from Guy. So shout out to Guy.
Oh.
You know?
I learned it all from TikTok.
There's a whole like
a
dialogue.
Words.
Yeah, words.
Yeah.
Like you can't say dead. You have to say unalive.
That's why they say unalive.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, another, what is this fucking Gen Z
that's
shit?
Why. That's
I'm like,
why.
You can, I'm like, someone to can't put suicide. Like, you can't say suicide,
no.
right?
Unalive.
So this, like, this video is going to be.
Unalive.
Oh, my bad.
No, no, sorry.
Unsuicided.
No, unalive.
Unalive. Yo, why are we getting, you know, like, for me, yo, words matter, huh? Grammar is important for me.
Same.
Like, so when I started hearing that shit, I was like.
I know.
Like, these kids are trying to make words even more simpler.
No.
Like, you know, but now I understand. I didn't know that was it. So you
that's
know what?
Why.
Remove that part where I said that shit.
You're making me work more. But no, fuck it. That's besides the point. It was just crazy that the people.
But why is that a bad word? Sorry.
It triggers
people.
Yeah. So the AI pretty much flags certain words.
But the fundraiser we went to yesterday, it wasn't a fundraiser for unalived people, it was the suicide prevention. It's for suicide prevention, right? So, like, we're talking, we still say it in a
but
normal
it's a contained,
forum.
But it's a contained event, as if for social media, it's very widespread. So they want a little bit more control.
I don't agree.
I know. But
like,
I'm
just saying, like, it's like that doesn't change the narrative of, like, let's say it happened. You're just finding a different word. To replace it? Oh, am I going a whole different tangent?
No, but that's what I'm saying. Keep me on track, guys. Go back. Because YouTube or TikTok or all these social media platforms are trying to avoid speeches of hate, like they call the excuse.
Right.
So you cannot use certain words because they're going to be automatically.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go on the live yourself. Like, that sounds better. You know what I mean? Like, shit.
Kill yourself.
You know?
Jeez.
They're both bad.
Yes, they are.
They mean the same thing. But that's the power of words and censorship right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they're cushioning. I think. So why don't you teach people that not every opinion needs to be voiced?
Fact. Some of them should stay in your fucking head. Voice. You can voice your shit. But I'm also allowed to tell you, nah, bro, that's stupid. You know what I mean?
And if you don't want to hear that your opinion is stupid, then maybe you should keep it.
Then keep it to yourself. But if you're going to say it, then I should be allowed to say my part. And say,
you know, the only time I feel opinions should matter is when you feel threatened on some form. But I'm talking like...
Yeah, but hold on. Then everybody uses the excuse of being
threatened. No, no, no. But I'm talking about when you really feel like... But you know what? I can't even say that because everybody's like, oh, but that is my boundary. Who are you to dictate my boundary? Blah, blah, blah.
I like the voice.
Cancel me.
You sound like a Southern Belle. That's my boundary.
I am.
You just crossed my boundary.
You
sir.
A fine young lad.
I will unalive
Southern Belle, man. Yeah.
I will unalive your ass.
I'll unalive your ass.
Step aside to them all.
Jeez, man.
Where are we going?
I don't know.
We're going nowhere.
Pretty much.
This is back to the old, like the 1500s in France, where they couldn't talk bad about the government. They couldn't talk bad about royalty. It's the same thing.
I'm getting mad, eh?
I know, he's like banging the table. Yeah, Have a sip of water.
That's a good point. Have my first meal of the day.
But it's just crazy because I don't even know how to navigate through this anymore.
No, neither do I. I'm just going to stay on the shore.
And
I ain't drowning, you motherfuckers.
I'm staying on dry land.
I'm going to watch from here. If you need something, maybe I'll shoot a
like
little.
Wave, or something. Like, a flare.
A flare, that's the
then
word
maybe,
I was
maybe
for.
I'll get some help, but
fuck,
I ain't doing
man.
It.
Man. But then if you're on the shore too long, they're going to be like, hey, look at that motherfucker over there.
It's true.
Hey, you dry.
Pow.
You know?
I'd alive him.
I'd alive, exactly. You know?
No, you switch up. You switch it up. Switch up.
Oh, man. Where
Yet,
are we
ironically
going?
Speaking, you can show a gun on YouTube. So go figure how these things work.
Here, but in other, like, I remember when you watch a Korean drama, they blur out knives and
kink,
guns.
You know?
Yeah.
You
know? Like the Arabic country, Muslim countries, they blur out titties and ass.
Oh.
And cut off sex scenes from movies. Mm. So because, if you watch Fifty Shades of Grey, right? The movie lasts 10 minutes.
No, it's the other one, 365 Days.
That was a preview.
That's it, the trailer. Trailer is done.
Oh, that was Oscar worthy. The acting was amazing. But again, censorship, it is what it is. Nothing new again.
Man,
now, the problem is because we have so many outlets, because before we only had the news.
Yeah.
Right? The information, if it didn't come from the news, the radio, TV, or the newspaper, we didn't have it. Now we have social media. Anybody with a platform, anybody that actually plays well the algorithm, you watch one video and you're bombarded from those videos after that.
It's true.
Yeah. It's crazy. You open up my YouTube now, it's all about Palestine and Israel, both sides, Fox, CNN, and those independent outlets.
Same thing.
Because I'm doing research, keep in mind.
Oh,
I'm doing it purposely because I'm curious to see
what's
the same story.
This side,
how it's being said differently. And there's certain arguments that are so fucking stupid on both sides.
Yeah.
That I'm like, so logic doesn't count anymore?
No logic.
Like you don't use your brain. They tell you that it is the truth.
No, you can't use your brain. You're not allowed to. You're supposed to allow, they're supposed to use it for you. They're supposed to tell you what to think, how to feel,
it's
how
massive
to react.
Conditioning.
Because if not, then you're a bad person.
It is
you
massive.
You know, like.
Yeah. It's massive brainwashing,
fuck,
for sure.
Man, like
too much freedom, I think.
And I was a bit worried.
You know, that's so weird. That's such a weird statement to say.
I know.
So much freedom?
Yeah.
When it's not freedom?
But it's an illusion.
No, but what
it's
I'm saying,
a big jail that you're just walking
but,
around.
No, but it's so crazy to sit here, you know, we're in 2023, you know, like a black guy, a bear guy, and a...
Portuguese.
I don't want to say white.
Portuguese. We'll go Portuguese.
White, female.
Islander, Portuguese Islander. You Oy. Know, like we couldn't do this in the 50s. We couldn't sit here together.
Oh, so she can take the woman's side.
In the same room. Oh, yeah, you can do that too. We couldn't do this, right?
And if you identify as a woman.
I do.
Okay. Oh, God.
And I'm all woman.
And then with that hope.
What did you say?
I can smell it.
I can smell it. He's so stupid, man.
Yes. You have to put a little Eddie bit of jokes in.
I can smell it. But the fact of the matter is, it's crazy that you say we have too much freedom, because freedom is what we always needed, well, what we always wanted, right? And now that we got that, it's like, some of you people should have stayed locked up. You know what I mean? Like, some of you people should never have been given the platform.
But do you think we're more free than before?
No,
I don't think so. No. I do believe, however, in a sense, we are more free in terms of being able to speak, but it not doing fuck all, because it's like, you can give a parrot a mic. Yeah. Parent ain't saying shit. It's just repeating. Yeah. It's not coming with its own thoughts. It's not. It's just regurgitating what it heard. So basically, yeah, there's freedom, but we're giving freedom to a whole bunch of fucking parrots.
Yes.
There's no individualism. I mean, just with all this stuff happening now, like you said, like, you know, you're felt, you're like, oh, if I don't 100% agree with my Jewish friends, then, you know, I feel like I'm a piece of shit. You know?
You're anti-Semitic.
I'm anti-Semitic. Yeah. If I don't agree with everything like that's happening, you know, not what's happening, but how certain reactions are, how people are speaking, you know, from like on the Palestinian side and stuff like of things, like then I'm, you know, I'm not sympathetic to the cause. So it's like, how do you navigate these type of things? And this is just me speaking hyperbole, right?
Yeah,
so
yes,
at this
yes.
point, right? So just saying, like, how do you navigate that?
Somebody made the interesting argument. He's like, there's a lot of Jews that are against the state of Israel.
Yes, I've seen that.
He's like, but if you're a Jew against the state of Israel, how can you be anti-Semitic?
I heard that too. But then I also heard from others like, oh, you can't use those Jews as an example.
So which Jews do you take as
I don't know.
The one that agree with your narrative?
And that's my problem.
Okay.
Then my problem is also, like I said, it's on both sides. You have that type of like... I don't say inequality, but like the lack of rationale and the lack of, you know, critical thinking that's being applied.
100%. Critical thinking, you know, there's none being done,
because everything is emotional right now, right?
Very.
And everything is charged. There's gaslighting that happens across the board. But the problem is, what is that solving? At the end of the day,
just look at the history and it'll give you all the answers.
All the time, right? They say humanity is fickle. We always repeat history all the time.
We repeat constantly.
Yeah, we're doomed to repeat. Yeah.
And it's like, there's a reason why they call it civilization, because we had to be civilized. We had to bury the instincts, and now everybody's like, bring them back up again. But this is what we're dealing with. You know what I mean? And then all these things, like, let's knock off labels. Like, don't give me labels, but let's add 100 more labels. And also, it comes down to your nationality, your race. I can't say, oh, I'm Catholic, and then something happens, and then, oh, well, you're not really a Catholic. What the hell? You're putting labels on me again?
No, but do you realize if you're Catholic and somebody, a Catholic, does something wrong, all of a sudden you're part of the problem?
Yeah, I know.
But this is, we're forced into labels that we didn't sign up for. And this is like across the globe right now.
I like the, when you said, don't label me, but then it's like,
1,000 labels.
To replace that, we have 1,000 labels.
Exactly.
You can't, you know, don't.
It's impossible to say anything and come out innocent, because someone will find one thing,
always.
A million things.
But you're
things.
Guilty regardless of somebody in
you're
somebody's
born guilty.
Story.
Yes.
That's it.
Well, so I mean, I'm guilty in somebody's eyes.
Yeah. It's always said, like, you're always going to be the villain to someone, right? At some point in time. Like, you
but
know.
I feel we're all villains. Like, that's the thing. We're all villains.
Depending on who you ask.
Yeah. Well, but that's.
No, but. You see what she means? Like, it depends on who you ask, but the ones that you're not asking,
they'll villainize you.
But they'll put you in a category. Sometimes a good one, positive one for them, or sometimes it's going to be negative.
It's like, stop putting me in categories, okay? I don't identify.
Like the march yesterday when they saw me there, they're like, oh, so you are part of the cause because you haven't been sharing posts online. Yeah. And I'm like, what does one have to do with the other? Maybe I was just going there to watch. Maybe I was just going there to, you know.
Yeah.
To podcast material. Who knows?
Yeah, yeah.
There was a time where neutrality was celebrated, and now if you're neutral, you're part of the problem.
But you cannot be neutral anymore. Now it's black and white. There's no gray.
But I think in the space of neutrality, that is where logic lives.
But any type of neutral element,
like, you could
always be at some point, you know, you could say, like, you know, if it will get mixed in and it will take over, you know what I mean? Like, whatever, like, you know, substance that it was mixed with, because we have no choice. We can't. It's impossible to remain neutral.
100%. I agree.
Impossible, because you have influences around you, unless you're someone who's like a hermit and you have no news, no, you know, nothing else, you're always going to be subconsciously impacted by.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
subconsciously, of course, I have my biases 100%. Yeah. I'm not going to sit here and lie and say, oh, you know, kumbaya, let's go peace and love all the time.
I would love that, though.
No, I definitely have my biases. And yeah, some of them I keep to myself.
And that's okay. Yeah.
You know
I
what
mean,
I mean?
I think that's a better idea sometimes.
Exactly. That's the part, the sharing part.
I don't need to.
You could be racist. Everybody has racist. In your head. If you do not verbalize
it. If I never knew you were racist, then, you know, you and me ain't got no problem.
Because that's what being civilized is understanding that I do have biases that maybe there will be wrong.
Yeah.
But I chose, that's my decision. Look at that. I controlled myself. Yeah. Oh, I know I'm not supposed to fucking voice this shit out and cause problems.
That's a good word. That's
what we lack.
The word of the month.
But we lack this.
We do that a joke when we talk to old people. The baby boomers, they're like, yeah, yeah, but they're racist because they lived during that period.
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes things just come out of their mouths and like, you know, sometimes you should just shut the fuck up.
But apparently after a certain age, like
you don't give a fuck.
It's like scientific, right?
Yes, yes.
Like the tolerance, all these different things
Sure.
It's, you know, it actually does have an effect with your age. You become a little bit more unfiltered. You know what I mean? All the thing. It's not just because they want to. It's literally what happens.
Yeah. The brain becomes lazy.
Yeah. The brain at that point is like, bro, I have so much information now. Like,
I've lived so much.
I don't have time for
this.
It's on overload. You know what I mean? Emotions. Like, fuck
but
that.
We live in a time where it's like, it's all about, you know, live through your emotions and stuff like that. But not every emotion should be out there, you know,
because it's not,
filter
it's,
that
it's,
shit.
You're supposed to be able, and I think this is something that's key that we don't do, is yes, you're supposed to live with your emotions.
Yes.
And you're supposed to learn how to adapt your emotions, but you're not a single entity on an island. You have other people that live with you, that exist with you. So you cannot just always think about self. How are you going to be able to, because people think about self-preservation, but self-preservation is only, you're only able to accomplish preservation of self by working with others, by being along a system of with others. Like, we have no choice. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's in the fucking word, feel your emotions. You are entitled 100% to feel your emotions. You're not supposed to react to every fucking emotion.
No, you're not. I'm listening to David Goggins, You Can't Hurt Me. Mm. And he literally said the same thing. Like, that's exactly it. Like, you're not, everybody has emotion. Everyone has
100
feelings. But the fact of the matter is, not all of them need to be like, you know,
validated
or brought
forward. Exactly.
Sometimes you have to tell yourself, yo, shut the fuck up.
Because
you know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, sometimes that little voice in your head is like the crazy fucking roommate. You're going to listen to your fucking crazy roommate all the fucking
sometimes.
Time? No. Wow, I'm dropping a lot of F-bombs. I like it.
Yeah, yeah.
You wanted to make it spicy.
Caliente.
But like, no, but it's true. It's like, what are we supposed to do in this day and age now, given that, you know, we understand feelings are important, you know, boundaries are important, but everyone has their own, but nobody wants to work with each other. So how do you navigate that? How do you get to where you were supposed, what do you do?
There was a period in time, especially in the 80s, where I believed differences was the richness.
I 100%. Actually, I celebrate that, dude. I really do
now
celebrate
it. Now it's not anymore.
It.
No.
I was watching
it's a commodity.
This skit from Curb Your Enthusiasm with Larry David, and he goes to JB Smooth. He's like, do you like your skin color, your complexion? And JB Smooth was like, yeah, I'm like a mocha chocolate brown. I like that shit. You know, and it's like, it's just like you celebrate what makes you different. We don't always have to be like, you know, wanting to be like one another or have to be like, oh, kumbaya, like you said, making everything like blended. And then it becomes a world of just bland, regular. Like, what are we trying to be? We're trying to be drones.
Well, we're breeding a lot of insecure people. You want to know why? Because it's always about external validation. We were at a time where we validated ourselves.
Well,
right?
Yeah, but it's crazy how the thought, the educational point of we always wanted to be unique before.
Yes.
Now we want to be standard. I would remember that if somebody would have the same shoes as me, something as random as that,
you want to go
I would
change.
Go home and change.
I feel you on that.
Now today, Everybody has the same phones, the same Jordans, the same clothes, the same haircuts. Everybody.
Sometimes the same boyfriends, same girlfriends. Yeah.
Good one.
So clap. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Shout out, sharing is caring.
But you see what I'm saying? Like, the narrative completely flipped, and I don't know why and when, where there was somebody that was making this correlation in music. And the 90s, when hip-hop started, everybody, for you to come out of the low, you had to be different.
Yeah.
Now, everybody sounds the fucking same.
It's so true.
It's true, because I'm starting to hear a little bit, it's coming back to a little bit of a different sound.
I would hope so.
But at least
I experienced a couple years deja vu, like, every day.
Yo, everybody was sounding the same.
Yeah, all the time.
I'm like, who the fuck is this rapper? You know what I mean? Like,
and somebody would do a good beat that was hit. So 20 people would do it.
Same. Let's do it.
Same.
But it's not like in reggae, right? Reggae, they would use the same beat, the same rhythm.
The rhythm.
But
give it a complete twist.
Everyone interpreting it their own way.
Yes.
They want to be different. They don't want to sound exactly the same guy like they did before.
And I'm worried that might happen with Afrobeats. Like, you know what I mean? Where are they going to come to a point where everything,
if you take,
the formula.
If you take Afro right now, the big four names, Burna Boy, Rima, Wiz.
And Davido.
Davido. Yeah. They all sound completely different.
This is very true.
Musically, because again, music comes to the producer, right?
Yeah.
He produces, they have all like Timberland, right. You know it's Timberland.
Yeah,
so that's
true.
His trademark. That's different.
Yes.
But artists, right? When they come through, they want to be different from the next. Or why would they come to me and not come to him and vice versa?
Yeah.
Exactly.
But mumbling rap and rap, or even pop music at one point, they were redoing the same formula over and over and over again. And people were okay with that. And as an artist, as a human being, even me as a person, in the 80s, 90s, everything was about you being unique.
I might have a small challenge to that.
Go ahead.
Because country is huge.
Yes.
But country is very systematic in terms of the formula and even the sounds. I don't really feel like...
But not the voices. Not the flow.
Even the voices, I find.
What's his name? Garth Brooks? You when you hear him...
Have you listened to recent country?
No, not recent.
Oh, okay, that's
No, I'm talking about classic country.
Because I'm talking about recent country.
A lot of it. I feel the same.
Yeah, but that's everything and everything. House.
But I actually do like country. I'm not even going to lie.
No, I love the music, but like house, techno, lounge, rap.
Oh, man.
Rap,
don't get me started there.
Reggaeton. It's the same thing on the fucking same line.
Yeah, deja vu. Yeah.
Exactly. The same beats, the same voices, the same flows. Then you had Bad Bunny that went... left.
Yeah, he went off. Yeah, it's true.
That's what put him out of them. That's what I'm saying. Then Ozuna's because of the voice, not even the flow.
No, it really was the voice, yeah.
Exactly. So because of that, I remember growing up, you had to be different.
Yes.
That was create you unique. Yeah. You know, it's like I'm making a plate, comes to food. I see a good food, a plate, lasagna, whatever it is, and I want to make it my version, a better version for me.
Yeah.
Now today's like, no, I'll just follow.
Because it's about external validation now. All of these people, they're like, oh, this is trending. This is there's the hype. So let's follow.
That's
let's
what I was
on
going.
That train.
Is it external? Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah. I was going to say, or is it? Yeah, no, it doesn't.
Now it's just following now.
No, it's following.
You're being told, hey, you're part of the
pack. We are creating a bunch of followers.
You're part of the pack.
You wanted to be a transcender before. Yeah. Now you just want to be like everybody else.
Could have said something else.
Yeah. And that's, it's
okay. Say it. Now everybody's intrigued.
No.
Including me.
No, I don't feel like getting canceled today.
Really? Today is a good day to be canceled.
I know, but I'm too tired to fight it.
Kill it! Okay. Kill it!
No, he needs to have his spunk. If he doesn't have it, it's no good. It's not a way to go out.
You'll tell me off mic.
But I like the rhyme though. Anyways,
but it's just crazy when you think about it and you start doing the correlations.
But don't you see where it's going? I just feel it's like eventually they're just going to control.
Implode.
Yeah, we're going to be controlled.
Yeah,
and it's already showing up. It's already showing up.
Science fiction movies. Yes. When you see the future, everybody's dressed the same.
Dystopian, baby.
Exactly.
That's where we're headed.
And it feels like they're bringing us there without even us noticing.
Exactly.
It.
But that's how they do it. It's beautiful. I mean, if you really think about it, the psychology. No, but
now,
to some,
go with it.
To some people.
That's the problem.
Yeah. To some people. Yeah. What? It is noticeable.
Yeah.
But that's where we're going.
Movies,
but even when I think it makes it worse when you notice it and like you're like, fuck, I can't do anything. You know,
it makes it worse. It's actually kind of scary when you say it
like
that.
I'd rather be in ignorant bliss.
You know? No, but that's what happened. In the movies, it went from like a crazy dictatorship and it went from black to white or white to black.
Yeah.
But now you're realizing they're not doing that. Like, we know the end result. We know where we started and we know how we're going.
And
guys,
we
don't even hide shit no more, man. They
do
it blatantly in your face now.
Do you
like
realize
the government and all this stuff.
Do you realize there's an iPhone coming out every year?
Yeah.
Every year.
And nothing changes, really.
Nothing really changes, and people are still fucking buying this
going
shit.
Crazy.
Imagine.
They're not even doing the effort. Before, when phones came out, remember flip phones, the Nokias, the Motorolas, everybody was trying, you know, the Razors.
Yeah.
I'm doing this, 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 and that. Now they're like, no, we don't do anything, but you're still going to buy it.
Exactly. Yeah, that's terrifying. That's how easily manipulated we are.
That's the shepherd heralding the flock. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. The flock, you know? So they're creating a world of followers.
Before you would
literally.
Come out with like a phone every 4 or 5 years, right? Yes. And then you would buy it, it would make sense. Now every they're like, no,
you don't need all that every year.
Every year, give me your money.
Because you need this.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
You need what? You Nobody need knows. This.
Our psychology is so fucking basic, man.
But then we get conditioned. And then what happens is, new watch, and you this, and you that. I have to buy this, I have to buy that. And this consumer mentality all of a sudden is making us dig a hole.
Yep.
We're going to be so into it, deep in, we're like, oh shit, we can't come out.
Like, do you think we
you know
still
how
can?
Deep this hole,
do you still think we can
You
want to
know how deep
out?
The hole is? The fact of the matter is that, and I'm going to bring it back to that depressing shit again, because I'm still part of the problem.
We all are.
I take accountability.
Like I said, we know
guilty.
The people in Congo who are in mines, which you're not even supposed to have one person. You have 15,000 people. This is men, women, children. And we're just talking about one specific mining for cobalt for shit to go inside of our phones. And they're dying. They're dying. You know what I mean?
For something in your phone.
You know, for something that we're going to be using. These guys will never have one. They won't have
exactly.
a phone.
It's but this horrible. Is a Western problem, right? This is Western
it is.
Conditioning. Because we used to have the same problem with sweatshops.
Yeah, we still do.
And yet everybody's like, oh, you should boycott this, you boycott that. But and they're like, here's a new shoe. Oh, I want that.
Oh,
and
Nike. You like Nike, right? Like Jordans and all that shit. We're like, hey.
They dangle a new carrot in front of me and all of a sudden I'm an idiot again.
Like, right, do you really care about the kids or do you care about these?
You remember how they used to show you like the devil tempting you?
Mm.
And they would be like, oh, not this. Look at this.
I want this. You know?
And it goes crazy. TVs. Oh, you have 60. You can have 70. You can have curve.
So annoyed.
I'm like, but
you could
still
do so much more.
Exactly. Oh, this does 2 gigs of speed. Now you have 4.
Now you have terabytes.
Exactly. But that's the human disease too, right? Comparison. Like you get us all the time by comparing like, look at this. But you could have this.
But is it really comparison when it's like, you know.
But it's manipulation.
You know the raw is like what is happening is literally wrong.
Yes.
Right? We're talking, let's face it, sweatshops, bad. You know, like, let's be with kids, children's sweatshops, bad. You know what I mean? Because in this is
like a Sesame Street episode, bad.
But
good.
But
very good.
It's not happening in my backyard. So
it doesn't, no, but okay. It doesn't affect you directly.
Yeah, it
because it's
register.
Not happening in my backyard.
Yeah.
Sweatshop discovered in Canada where kids are working, you know, like for pennies an hour for, you know, for Nike or whatever. What's going to happen?
You remember the children that they found, the bodies found in the West?
Yeah.
Like it was the biggest scandal in the world. Yeah. Yet you have babies dying now.
Yeah.
But it's far away. It's like, it's not people that look like us.
It's not in your backyard, it's easy to not give a shit.
Yeah.
But I feel like this was predictable from the beginning, the dawn of man. Evolution.
100%.
Right? We used to live in caves. Then we're like, no, fuck caves. We want tents. And then, you know, huts or whatever.
Fuck
and then
a tent.
From huts,
I want
to build a building.
Yeah,
and then
they're
like,
okay, skyrise.
One room. Then it's like, no, you big your house. Condos.
We're going to Mars next, bro.
Exactly. So like, why are we doing all this when we have everything here? Because, you know, we're a consumer mentality.
Yep.
There's always better, bigger, faster, smarter. And
but
I realized
like that even in relationships too. People in relationships,
exactly.
They're like always like, you know, always searching for
looking
what's
for,
next or what's more.
True.
Like, how can
the
I
new
even,
girl.
Yeah, exactly. New girl, new guy, new they, you know, whatever
the new
you
flavor.
Look for.
Yeah.
But it's just scary in that sense. We're all part of the problem.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
And I think that's what makes me so mad. Like, I've got mad at myself sitting here just thinking about it. And it's like, then what? I'm going to go back. I'm going to forget all about it again. You know? So what a fuck, you know? Like,
it's
but that's the hypocrisy that we're lighting to ourselves.
I
meaning, okay, what are we going to do? Okay, we're going to boycott something?
Exactly.
Ooh.
How am I going to call you guys? I'm going to call you through the fucking fake. Remember those folks with the plastic cups? How am I going to talk to you if I don't have
just
my
yell,
phone?
Like
telegram.
Yell.
A telegram. Send me a pigeon.
Telegram. Yell.
You know?
Yell.
Or smoke. You know? Smoke signals.
We're all going to have laryngitis.
That's why I'm so fucking mad because we get so dependent on all this shit like that. And it's like,
We're angry at what's being done. Is there a more sustainable way of this being done? Like with the advancement that they have.
But there's certain civilizations that just
have the basics.
Yeah, they just hit a ceiling very early on and they're satisfied. I'm not saying they're perfect, but they're satisfied.
Okay.
The Amish, the Amazonians, they were like, we can go to civilizations, but no, too toxic. We like our culture, our beliefs, and they stay with that. Yeah. They're still,
but that's conditioning too, right? Because that's
on a different level
because they were born into that, so they're conditioned into that. So.
Well, they were a bit lucky, in a sense.
That's
right?
What I'm trying to say.
Tribes in Africa and Australia, they were like, but let me Asia.
Let me ask a question though, because the fact of the matter is, we're sending people to in these mines, right? I'm just going to use that as an example. We're so far ahead in terms of technology where we could actually probably get even like, you know, robots or androids or whatever like that to actually do this stuff. Why don't we do that? Why? Because the costs of the human life is actually a lot less than the cost to build a machine to be able to do this.
Isn't that
but
sad?
We can do it. You know what I mean? It's just like when it comes to war, you get a budget approved of like billions and billions of dollars, you know, to provide to like different countries that don't need the money. You know what I mean? So you can, you know, for war, yet you have people in your own fucking country. You have states in your own country, US, I'm speaking to you guys. You know, you have states where like the poverty lines are worse compared to some third world countries. And I'm talking about like certain states. Yeah. And like, how does that make sense? Why,
follow the money.
Why do we have money for war, but we don't have money for people?
Because that's money. Greed. Because that's
follow that, the money.
Greed. Because it's
but
the
then
greed.
You're going to have people sitting here and justifying that to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're going to sit here and justify that to me. You know, like a human life is not worth it.
Follow the money.
But it is like that because it creates need, right? And usually people on top and with power and all that, they just want more and more and more and more.
As I mean,
if
the rich get richer,
if you take
like
somebody that has nothing.
You don't get richer
nothing.
By being nice.
Exactly.
You know,
but a person who has nothing and you give them something, they'll be what? Grateful, satisfied pretty quickly. That doesn't bring them anything.
I'm fucking depressed.
Yeah, I just literally got angry. Like, I'm angry.
I don't even know how to conclude this.
There's no conclusion. Like, fuck all of you.
Damn.
Death to them all. Let's get canceled together.
Analyze.
And on that note.